An economic development report confirming one of the greatest challenges to Canmore's economy. I don't think it comes as too big a surprise here.
This hits obvious right on the nose. High cost of housing.
Really?
Yeah.
It's expensive to buy a house here?
Yes, expensive to rent here too. And your labor supply is affected. And they put it in a graph and it made sense to me. It's not just providing housing that is affordable to all sectors of our economy. The land that we stand on is worth a lot of money.
Right.
And that affects the price of everything.
It has to be tied in as well with the economic conditions and the ability to earn a living wage in the Bow Valley as well. Because, I mean, if you think about it, how many jobs locally out there are actually available to pay that kind of wage? I mean, you know, you get into things like hospitality management type positions. Yeah, you might be able to make it work there. Servers and that sort of thing, it's going to be a real struggle. So, I mean, where's the growth there?
Paying a living wage is really important. We have that living wage stuff. A single person, a living wage in Canmore is around $20 an hour. That is not even close to the minimum wage.
No.
When you work in sectors that are more in towards the middle class, you would traditionally, as a Canadian, expect to be able to then access purchasing your own home. That isn't that the real dream that we all have, is to own our own home? Is that not our modern sense of success as Canadians?
Something like that.
Having our own castle, but because of the cost of land, the cost of living here, it just creates this economic situation that is challenging all of us to succeed. Businesses are struggling because of lack of staff. We're talking about burnout.
Yeah.
People working three jobs to pay their mortgage. We do it because we love it here.
We've got kind of all our eggs in one basket in Canmore and Banff. That's the tourism. That's our main driving industry. I mean, are there any secondary industries we could be exploring? Any growth areas?
Part of what was being presented at Canmore Council earlier this month by Canmore Business and Tourism was an economic sector analysis. And it looked at what sectors of our economy have the greatest potential, i.e. there's already a base here doing that work. Health and wellness is one. The next sector of the economy that was identified in the report is food and beverage manufacturing. And that really excites me because there's so much potential for that.
So you're talking about the creation of food products. Actually, I can think of quite a number of local businesses that do that. Le Chalcoutier, Canmore Pastico,
Valbella.
Yeah, of course.
The Spice Lady, Boccolino Grotto, Bow Valley Barbecue. We got Edible Life. This is a growth industry in the province. We have a strong base, but one of the challenges is the cost of housing. And also the cost of commercial space.
Yeah, of course.
So developing that sector has really great potential because we're seeing it already succeed.
Or even as some sort of economic incentive program for that type of business might be interesting.
And maybe some like co-manufacturing facilities. The growth of these companies is limited by the fact that they can't expand their operations to meet the need of creating these products to ship them to wider distribution areas.
Mm-hmm.
Le Chocolatier, I think that's one of their greatest challenges. They want to grow, they can grow, but there's no space here to grow.
Right.
I think that makes looking at light industrial areas as a type of development we need here more important. But another area identified by the sector analysis is education. Maybe there's an opportunity to create some sort of educational institution. This is their suggestion, that would go off of another sector. Basically like a health and wellness type training institution where the students would then participate in our local economy and learn, perhaps stay on and have jobs, but we would be creating a source of employees by having that kind of thing here.
It's neat.
There's possibilities there. Of course, finding a big chunk of land to build a school
right.
on.
It all boils down to the land and available space, doesn't it? It always does. And affordability of said space, which goes right back to the crux of the issue. It's a catch-22, Tanya.